This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, Jenny Pua Manuka.
Kia ora, good morning, guys.
Jeff is with us.
Hello, everybody.
And also is Rod.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, keep your eyes open, mind free, and voice strong. Now, apparently today, up until 1 o'clock, there's an International Old People's Day down at the Rose Garden. So I wanted
Why
to go.
Why are you
there.
Here?
Well, I'll go there later on.
Shouldn't you be
but
there?
But I'm an old person with a young heart, so my son tells me.
Oh, okay.
And Jeff, you're talking about a protest, false flag protest. When and where?
Well, if we bring it into the show straight away, guys. Hello, everybody in the world. This is the Seven Candles campaign. The first one kicks off here in Hamilton, New Zealand, Garden Place Hamilton.
Just talk about the Seven Flags one. Just
that's what I'm doing, Jack.
Yeah,
you
okay.
have a habit of not listening, so you were told this before the show. And it's for a nationwide gathering to be held on the 11th of September, and it's going to be worldwide. It's the start of a chain letter, and it's called a false flag meet and greet from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock. That's Tuesday next week, October 7th. The false flag. Now, the second one is November.
No, don't worry about that. Just stick to that one. The
Seven Candles campaign, Jack, are seven different events.
Yeah, you'll talk about it at 4:15, okay? I just wanted you to highlight one. Rodney.
Yeah, hi, Jack.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing? You're a Hamilton West candidate, okay? And you're going to be down at the Riverside.
Yeah, so the first one that we held had three mayoral candidates and a West and an East and a Māori ward candidate attend. The next one had a couple of mayoral candidates in the East and the West as well, and there were four of them. Last week we had a mayoral candidate, or we actually had a regional councillor come along, Bulla, and we had an RSVP from a mayoral candidate, and we had East and the West. So it's gathering momentum. After the 11th, which is the election day, we'll know Sunday the counting, and by Monday we'll know who the 14 elected councillors are, who the 27 that didn't make it, and the one mayor.
All right. Now, you had a resolution concerning the transport. What was that all about?
Yeah, so at these meetings, we conclude with resolutions that can be given to the Chief Executive Officer, Lance, and 1,400 staff, the largest staffing of any council in New Zealand, 1,400, and we're the fourth largest city. And then the staff carry them out. So basically, Bulla was there. We asked if Bulla could be the bus person on regional council, and then we said if the bus numbers get over 50%, everyone rides for free. So grab your friends and hop on a bus.
I catch the bus with my little boy.
I
really love Hamilton's bus system. The only problem was I think that the buses don't run frequently enough. I wish that they would run more frequently.
Now, Rod, you're a trainer, educator, entertainer. I see you as facilitating other candidates and this sort of thing. How do you see your role?
Yeah, well, obviously, I had contact with all of the Māori candidates. There's six running for two places, so I invited them along to It's in the Ballot, and we were able to get three candidates to that, which is now on YouTube. So if you type in It's in the Ballot, you'll see the mayoral campaigners and the East and the West. You were in that as well, Jack, and also the Māori candidates, so those that turned up. So it's a great little putting things on YouTube. Brilliant, Jack. Back to you.
Yeah. So Trump advises mothers of neurodivergent children to toughen up Okay.
The Tyler Noel debate.
That's right. And Trump blames globalists for world wars, false climate change agenda, saying China pollutes, proclaiming sovereignty as the answer.
What did you think of Winnie not declaring Palestine a state?
Well, there's two sides to that, because there's false Zion. It's in with the military, and Jeff goes along with that too, like who are seeking to
kill help. Children.
Yeah. But
starve families.
At the same time, if you're talking about the Holocaust and losing 6 million of your own people, you have a right to defend yourself.
Conspiracy theory.
There is false Zion and true Zion. True Zionists are one who are born of Abraham, okay, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's true Zion. We are the spiritual Israelites. What do you think? You're smiling there, right?
No, I just read Jeff's black flag that follows the false flag, and then he covered it up. Because what's the third one? Bondage, masochism, and BSDM or something. And then he covered it up.
He's pretty radical, Jeff. Till you hear some of his ideas.
False flag. So that's on the 7th of October. On the December the 12th.
We'll do that at the end of the show,
Jack.
We'll do that.
11th
of November,
we'll
talk about the Seven Candles campaign.
Now, Mormons targeted in shooting by churchgoer who set a building on fire in Michigan, Grand Blanc, I think the name of the place is, calling them Antichrist. He was an ex-Iraqian veteran who fought over there. There's no excuse for violence. We all have to forgive one another, and the epidemic of violence must end, says Trump.
Mormons aren't actually called Mormons anymore. They're called FLDS.
Yeah. But this is
an LDS.
Apparently this happens hundreds of times all over America, where we get some mad shooter comes in and then he shoots everybody and then he shoots himself.
The problem with America is they've never had reforms on their guns like we have.
Yeah.
They've never had to put their guns down. And anyone can obtain a gun license there.
Yeah.
And so that's a pretty dangerous thing if you've got all those citizens and each of them has a gun.
Now, I've been approaching the Buffalo Lodge here, and it's called the Hinamoa Buffalo Lodge, a Knight of the Order of the Merit of the Grand Buffalo Lodge. I am a Son of God, Blue Knight of the Southern Cross, after the order of Our Lady of Oceania and Saint Michael. So, do you belong to a lodge at all, Rod?
No. I'm an independent candidate.
Independent candidate?
Just focusing on service.
But we have our own sheriffs here because we do citizens' arrests.
You do citizens' arrests, Jack. Don't get that wrong.
And we've got all these
it's badges. It's only at night, Jack. Have they changed it to 24 hours now or just at night?
Sovereign citizens, common law, equity councillors. Now, apparently the Orange Order is now a worldwide fraternity which takes its name from William of Orange. It exists in 9 countries, including New Zealand. The Orange Order came to New Zealand in the 1840s with the first known lodge meeting being held in Auckland in 1843. It quickly spread throughout the country. So they stand for, let's look at some of the policies. A new constitution, you know, he had religious and political reform. Then genuine currency, because we need genuine currency, don't we, Rod? And he also had the treaties going with all the indigenous people, and they're celebrating the gun salute up. Jenny, when's that?
28th of October.
28th of October, yeah. And the whakaputanga, which represents the sovereignty of the chieftainship.
Yes.
And how we need to get this orange movement, and we need to train up sheriffs throughout the country and gather all the groups together so we can stand in solidarity with one another for the sovereignty of the people.
Yeah.
Because even when you're talking about voting for the, the Maori wards, it's very controversial, isn't it, Rod?
Well, just on when I did my law degree, I did an LLD preparation for a doctorate of law on solar system jurisprudence, which is the theory of law, and looked at the jurisdiction of the solar system. So dragging the 200 nations, sovereign states, into the solar system. So I'm just looking at Jeff's thing here. This might be the beginning of expanding the jurisdiction from nationhood out to the solar system. So well, part of that is thorium is the third base currency, gold, silver, and thorium. It's a million times more energy than a carbon-hydrogen bond.
Yeah. So who owns the cosmos then, the electromagnetic
field? Well, that's interesting. I'm only focusing around our sun. I'll leave the stars to everyone else. You can have the solar system. I'm just wondering.
Jeff, you've made a claim to the seven seas and everyone else has, so they're mine, the pilot.
Yes, no, we need a governor of the seven seas, Valdan.
But coming down to citizens' arrest, because it appears to me that in 1986, Helen Clark removed the upper house, okay? And a Senate would have elected 20 electoral districts scrutinising the law. A parliamentary dictatorship was set up because they denied your right to redress and the government became a law unto themselves. Do you know about this?
I'm going to speak first and then Jeff's got something to say.
Now, judiciary is a puppet the state now.
No.
The Governor General is supposed to appoint chief justices. So our whole justice system and the law, the way our jurisdiction of the law and so forth, when Helen Clark got rid of the upper house, she basically destroyed justice in this country, didn't she?
My feeling with the upper house is it's all in te reo Māori only, no English, just te reo Māori, the upper house. That will sort New Zealand's problems out.
Now, you were talking before about mens re and actus re.
Mens re is guilty mind, actus re is the illegal act.
And possibly prosecuting CEOs and plus candidates who don't seem to be honouring the people's voice.
Well, the judicial review for CEOs is probably the easiest, and the nine heads of department judicial review, moving motions.
Yeah. So this has made a whole difference to our law. You know, I talk about mothers who can't get access to their own children. They're crying. And sometimes they get suicidal. I've met them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Jack, I'd just like to say that King Charles should be informed that what these guys are up to in the little ribbon and on the string that they're dangling in front of all the kittens with this change of treaty is actually they're trying to form a republic.
Yeah. And I don't mind a republic so long as it has a quantumized constitution and there's a true crown and a false one, because Queen Elizabeth, she honoured the constitutional monarchy. King Charles doesn't. So there's a false crown down there in the beehive.
But the question is, all councillors have to swear an oath to King Charles III and heirs. So it's an interesting one. A lot of people like yourself have just mentioned the republic theme. But from my perspective, a monarchy is interesting. And Jacinda could have chosen the Māori king as the monarch or republic. But why did she choose Charles III with her mandate of 51%?
Yeah, to me it's all false because you've got to go back to William of Orange and we need more Orange member. Slash cut and burn for gold, silver cards, chasing illusions, the left with scars. Anarchists through the apocalypse, sovereigns arise from the ashes. Okay, Jeff.
We're going to go in early, everybody. This is a part of Jack's show where he's let me do a quick 3 minutes on topics that I called Food for Thought. From the Fringes, you're listening to Free FM 89. It's just touching 11:15 a.m. in about another 50 seconds. The problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. Obscenity by way of language or image and by behaviour has led to the variety of laws prescribed by men. People can offend others with their opinions. Politicians are indeed negligent on many things, most of them unable to actually run a business or create a company that employs. With the attitude of ignorance, they become the ignoramus. And they all often use income taxpayers' funds to pay for lawyers to give them advice about how to defend their blatant, willful ignorance. Lawyers billing this country's government need to be made aware that that money will need to be paid back. You'll have to get it out of the politician. Officers and their duties. There are many officers in the NZCG, the New Zealand Corporate Government, and other officers in the NZ Army, NZAF, yes, and the NZ Navy, none of which has ever killed a New Zealander. The NZJD and the NZPD have no peace officers. Obligations of people who hold public office positions are also mainly legally dumb. Their obligations are legally dumb, Jack. They are not lawyers. Our country's politicians are not business professionals. Skimming by way of derivatives and insider trading is just another element of the planet's financial institutions being run by number crunchers that cannot even crunch money. They are incapable of doing a day's work. And in France, be warned, giving them more money, this rich tax, is lunacy. Your government's already bankrupt, so why give them more money? Same as this country. We've got someone with a Bachelor of Old English who's running this country's books. Oh, I used to make $20 million has been paid to accountants in the last 2 years to try and balance what she cannot. Now, this week's new word for the new millennium, Omega. Oh, my ancient giddy aunt. It's especially for one in the United States of America's politicians concerning his ridiculous notions. I do enjoy the gold standard you're going to bring in, though, Mr. Trump, because that means everything you buy from New Zealand now, you're going to need to pay for it with gold. And I suggest that everyone around the world, I've told you this 12 months ago, sell, sell, sell all USA stock, bonds and certificates. Get rid of their money. Give their money back to them. It's going broke. The December 17th, I think, is the deadline. You're going to lose. You'll be lucky to get 10 cents on the dollar. Next week is the letter P, the police byword, and P is for pure pseudoethogen, and PC is the street word for pseudo-cocaine. Now, 14 weeks ago, Jack, I said I was going to mention the oil industry and fracking. Now, at the moment, New Zealand's in a crisis because of these electric cars using all our energy. We're running out of gas. This time next year, all you people with electric cars, you're going to get days you can't use them. And everyone in New Zealand, your power bill's going to go up by 50% in the next 12 months because we're running out of energy. So we need to get into this immediate oil exploration and gas exploration. We need to spend at least $500 million. Okay. Now, in the future, it's going to be off-grid housing, Jack.
Yep.
90% in 10 years of the housing will be off-grid. They're going to have solar power, and there's only going to be 10% energy use on the three-phase, which is going to help with our power. So everyone needs to focus on going into off-grid housing in the future.
Good. Okay, now, capital gains tax to address poverty and equality, says Labour Chris Hipkins, the Labour leader, with finance spokesperson Barbara Edmonds. So at least he's coming up with some solutions. Capital gains tax to tax the super rich. What do you think of that idea?
I feel that every individual should be protected in their own property rights and personal safety. That's my foundation there,
Jack. It's drowning rats grasping at straws, Jack. They don't know how to make money, so they're out trying to pinch everyone else's. Mm. Don't believe them. It's a plot.
Okay, now I've read through enough about history to know one thing for sure. When a civilization begins to rot, the symptoms always look the same. The divide between the ultra-rich and the rest grows. National unity fractures, giving rise to identity politics. All sorts of deviancy becomes normalized as the moral system collapses. Civilization is in decline. This is George Christensen, who's a sovereign believer. Civilizations in decline show the same signs: extreme inequality, moral decay, and fragmented national identity. So we're definitely headed towards a crisis. That's why we need the orange movement. So what's your answer, Rod, to the collapse in our civilization politically and what's going on?
Well, I looked up the Orange Movement. 300 years ago, Parliament brought in a Dutch-speaking monarch. Obviously, the English language for 700 years in the UK got rid of the French, so it was a Germanic pig feeders, and that's where the English language came from. And so it was very interesting. So James 1 and 2 lost their heads, and then obviously the Orange Movement 300 years ago. So here we are with the treaty in 1840, and before that, 1835 was interesting. What was in 1835 in New Zealand?
Oh, yeah.
Hei Wakaputanga.
Yeah, so there you go. That's
the
important.
The native treaty.
Yeah, that was an important
our
time.
Constitution.
But the question has to be asked, if Helen Clark took that away and the right to redress within the judicial system, we've gone to hell on a handcart, because had we honoured that Senate system, or the upper house and the lower house, a Senate would have elected 20 electoral districts scrutinising the law. So you would have had an opportunity to scrutinise those in the beehive, as well as judges. A parliamentary dictatorship was set up with a Governor-General rubber-stamping their false agendas.
Jack, I just need to say, if you include Cook Island Māori, there's 1,000 years of Te Reo Māori. English common law has been here for 18% of that time. If you ask Jeff, when your car runs out of petrol, you hop out and walk. And that's what's happening. It's going to run out of petrol, that 18%, and we'll be back on the waka with the last 1,000 years. So tell us about tikanga, because tikanga is about maintaining relationships and creating balance.
Yeah, so that's why we need the Maori wards. Along with participative democracy, but a lot
so
don't.
So when is that going to be deliberated upon, the Maori wards?
On the 8th of October, they're coming out with results. Oh. Yeah. Now, anyway, ketamine is being administered to mentally ill, and the drugs are overcoming our society with pee use and even marijuana. So I had here an alternative way, the breath of life prayer, in with the Lord Jesus, out with fear. Another way, you can actually get on a natural high. I'd call this a natural high workshop, is joyful shouting, hallelujah, calling out, thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you do that? Every so often?
No,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
No, I just pray sometimes.
Praise Him. What about movement and play? Dance wildly, moving freely, which releases dopamine energy. Did you realise? No. Do you dance at all?
Yeah, no, I don't.
This is the day.
Well, I do the park run at 7:45, either around the lake on Saturdays, so 7:45 each morning, and it's spread over the last 20 years, so I invite people to a park run, bit of movement, and if they fall over, you'll hear them scream.
So we need to be teaching this to our children, even hearing the voice of the Lord, seeing the Lord in tabernacles through the Lord Jesus Christ, and I've got stop, drop, and roll. So you stop in the prayer attitude, stop and roll in the glory, surrendering to King Jesus.
I think on the 3FM wall over there, there's Savage, and he sung that song, Stop, Drop and Roll.
Stop, Drop and Roll. So we're talking today about the keep your eyes open, mind free and voice strong. And we mustn't lose freedom of speech. Because this is part of our tradition in New Zealand, that we have a democratic society. We're also talking about Trump advises mothers of neurodivergent children to toughen up. But that is wrong, as well as deportation camps.
Stop taking acetaminophen.
Separating kids from parents. But Trump blames the globalists for world wars, false climate change agenda, saying China pollutes, proclaiming sovereignty as the answer. Cartels, he holds them accountable too, all the drug cartels. So is Trump doing good things?
Trump is just a puppet in an organisation that runs on the sale of tanks, guns, bombs and bullets, Jack. The American economy needs war.
At the end of the radio show, Jack, Jeff's going to stop. He's going to drop his paperwork and roll a cigarette.
Yeah, so, and we're also talking about Mormons targeted in shooting. I think,
LDS.
You know, since the killing of Charlie, mm-hmm. we could all be at risk. So therefore, we have to promote universal love and understanding in our society, and we need to get along with one another. This is why I honour the treaty in the Whakaputanga. That in our society, wouldn't you agree, Rod, that we have to agree with one another? You mightn't go along with other people, but we have to promote safety, love and understanding in our society.
Well, it's the Orange Movement, Jack, who brought me back 300 years, so I appreciate that. So we've got 1835 and 1840, but going back 300 years, thank you for allowing us to think about the Orange Movement, the Dutch and the English and
the
what happened overseas.
Sovereigns.
Well, it's the Bill of Rights, and that's
we
one of the things.
We all have a crown. We're all kings.
You're holding up an eight-pointed star with sheriff on it.
And also the crown. What do you see? At the, yeah, so there's a true crown and there's a false crown.
And it looks golden too.
Yeah. Okay, and capital gains tax to address poverty and inequality. I think Labor has taken the lead there. And apparently they're a bit ahead of National, so it's
they would recognise Palestine.
Well, I have a question for you, Jack. Why did we not charge GST on all house sales? To me, we should go back 30 years and collect all the GST on every single house sale.
Yeah, but the super rich, they don't want to be charged, do they? They think they have a right.
But if you can't give a poor person an apple without GST on it, why did we have all of the real estate without 15%? No, it's a question I'm asking you.
And when I brought up this to Andrew Bitter about people, the homeless and the street people, do you know what he said to me? He
said, Andrew Bitter's standing.
Yeah, he said we need to go push them out of Hamilton and have nothing to do with them. So they're not into the super rich and the main people who vote and everything, they pay rates and so forth. Will they sort of say, get rid of all the homeless?
Well, if you shrink Hamilton to the outline of my shoes where I'm standing upon the earth, then obviously it's just me and me alone will be called Hamilton, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I feel that I, Jacobus, am forged in fire. This goes for all the warrior people out there, because we're all called to be warriors in light. I, Jacobus, am forged in fire, unbroken in spirit and fearless in battle by courage, honour and faith. I stand unyielding and none shall move me. So we need to commit ourselves not only to William of Orange, to being sheriffs, but we need to commit ourselves to being warriors of light. So you wanted to say a bit more
there. Seven Candles campaign, it's the first one is October 7th, the Pulse Flag Meet and Greet in Hamilton. The second one's November 11th, it's the Black Flag Meet and Greet. It's basically, it's for a nationwide gathering, but the chain letter starts here in Hamilton, so that's Garden Place Hamilton as well. And it's for victims of police crime, all loved ones affected by deaths from willful negligence, and victims of assault are invited to share their story. This is not a protest, so there's no signs. It's 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
What date is that then?
November 11th.
Yeah,
just on 6 weeks. December 12th, the BDS gathering. It's Friday. It's for a nationwide, it's a meet and greet here in Hamilton again, and it's to get a nationwide on the 1st of January. It's a nationwide protest also. The BDS gathering itself is boycott, divestment and sanctions of Israel, but it's also going to be including the UK and the USA because they basically supplied Israel. They all supplied Hamas, so they brought it on themselves. January 1st is nationwide protest for the New Zealand government and the New Zealand police. That's a Thursday. February 3rd is the All Flags Meet and Greet on the Global Dissolution of All Nations. That's the start of another chain letter. March 22nd to the 29th is a seven-day occupation at the Beehive. That's the dissolution,
a lot of things that are happening.
Dissolution of the New Zealand government rally. April 1st is the government support rally. It's a Wednesday. That's from 1 p.m. till 11.
Yep.
There'll be singing and clowns for all who support the New Zealand government and the New Zealand police.
Okay, so we need to be focused on next Tuesday, the false flag protest.
Yeah, it's a word. This is all word of mouth.
At what time?
Too,
what time is that?
From 1 p.m. till 7 p.m.
Yeah, that's what we've got to be focused on because one thing at a time.
It's a Tuesday.
I have a question for Jeff, if I quickly may.
Yep.
So Justice of the Peace have been around for 860 years continuously, and they're about preventing rebellion, they're about preventing insurrection and uprising, whereas the police, it's when the cricket ball's gone through the window and there's glass everywhere, but Justice of the Peace is about stopping the cricket ball going through the window.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we've got one more minute to go, and I'd like to just say quickly, where are you going, Christian? What is your consuming your energy right now? Are you one to run off and join the train, the band, the noise, the army gathering, or will you stay and fight for the harvest? Will you join those who devour the land before them or strike at the plans of Satan to destroy the church? Yeah. So the fields are ripe unto harvest and we need to be out there sharing the Lord Jesus.
Thanks
being
for
priests,
having us again, Jack.
Headship believers, counterpart bride of Christ. Okay, so this is From the Fringes. Thank you for coming on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.